These sons were by, see, he worked for 7 years for his first Rachel, and he had did a trick, and he had to reap it. And he had to marry Lise, old man Laman, bear Lise face,
yeah,
and give it to him. Uh-huh. I mean, that's a damn little nigga. You ain't run across anything like me, is you?
Huh?
You ever run across anything like me?
No, I really haven't.
And so he bailed his, just like he bailed his arm to give a man Ike the food, or man Laman bailed Lee's face to give him. Well, then he said the custom was the oldest man first, but the custom was older see the birthright. See? The custom didn't just work one way. The custom was more than one way.
Yeah.
And then he was getting churned by, they had to work 7 more years for Rachel. Then he's getting churned by her and the servants. Well, he wasn't married to the servants.
No.
But they got the older guy that had a tribe.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that question?
Well, no. See, I'm not, you don't really have to justify, you know, because I'm not judging you.
I know you
say.
But
so, well, I'm not going to do anything with the question, you know. I mean, the question, just, you know, it's not a really important.
I know,
I just
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
If I recall the case, it might make somebody think.
Well, all right, yeah.
But I'm thinking, say, well, that's okay. Better give the best answer we ever heard.
That's right. That's right.
Even after all that, Jacob was a good man.
Yeah.
He proved not good. All his means he did when he wrestled the angel all night.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
Then the angel see the sun going to shine on him. Right, and then he turned in, and he blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking for a blessing.
Yeah.
And then, after all of that, then he wasn't no more called Jake, he was called Israel.
Yeah.
And then all his sons were called the 12 tribes of Israel. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
And so, So I just, Lord, I really think I have read a heap of it.
Yeah, you have. Especially if you just came into the church when you were old.
Well, I got to be an old man, but I read all the time.
I see.
I read it all the time. That's why I was going to church kind of like Paul. You see, Paul knew all the ticks out of the church before he went in.
Yeah.
And his crowd, that's why I tell you about environment, is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that crowd he had was bad environment. And so then he, after he took the paper going down to prosecute the church, went down to Damascus, and Jesus spoke to him and said, Paul, why prosecuted me? Well, Paul then, he fell from the beast. Of course, now I'm putting this in. It might not be, but I think I have pretty good feeling about it. It was a beast of sin.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's a good mess what will have me to do. They analyze it, tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't change it, turn around.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, that's kind of where I was, you see. I wasn't against the church, but I didn't accept the church.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I accepted it, well, I saw how much good I could do in the church. And so I went for the good part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pastor's preacher said to me, the church will prove a blessing to you, and you a blessing to the church. So now, just like if I needed $100, well, I would not ask my man I work for it. See, I'd go somewhere else to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked the Lord to arrange for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you know I need what I need it for. And make, arrange it, make it, open somebody's heart to
mm-hmm.
let me have it.
Mm-hmm.
I did that once for the church. We need $5,000 to print that church you see over there.
Yeah.
And I said I wasn't going to borrow them. If everybody give as much as I give, I wouldn't have to borrow them, have too much. But they ain't going to do it.